do your best while also remembering your worth is not attached to what you accomplish. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, our friend Charlie from Charisma on Command talks with us about why it is that you might sometimes feel like you're not good enough and how to overcome these feelings. Enjoy.
A much better definition, and the one that I have been trying to go for, and I will teach you guys how to implement into your own life, is that love means truly wanting the happiness of someone else no matter what. How do you feel that genuine feeling of love for someone else? Well, it starts with the fact that in order to do that, you need to feel loved first. This is a human trait. Babies, if they don't get touched, will literally die. Humans thrive on the affection and the love of other people. If we don't get it, our lives go out of whack. Everything starts to break down. Our health breaks down. We start being mean to other people. We stop achieving our goals. We need to feel that. And so the metaphor that I think of is that our well-being is kind of like a tabletop. And as long as it's supported with legs, it's fine. So what we spend a lot of our time doing in our lives are getting, okay, I've got my friends supporting me, making me feel loved. I've got my family who makes me feel loved. I've got my girlfriend who makes me feel loved. And everyone has different ones. Think now, who are your legs that provide that love, that sense of well-being that you have? The problem is that these legs are inherently unstable because life happens. I mean, take this one, for instance, right? I've got my friends, my family, and my girlfriend, and we break up. And my well-being just goes to crap. It's awful. I'm no longer not only feeling good, but I'm certainly not being very fun for the people around me. And I'm bitter, right? I'm not very nice. I'm not very concerned with how things are going for other people. So what do most people do in a breakup when their table's been knocked off? Well, they spend more time with friends, and they spend more time with family. And then they get another girlfriend, boom. After a month or whatever period of time, they're completely back to their old self because they've built another leg there, or they've strengthened some of the other legs. All good, wonderful, and great. But that doesn't solve the problem that this table is so wobbly because the legs underneath it are not for sure. The truth of life is people can die. People will leave. Even my friends who I have complete confidence will be friends with me for a long time are going on a vacation for 2 months to the other side of the planet that I don't want to participate in. So that leg for me is going to be shaky. What we try to do and what I try to do was to reinforce these legs, right? So we go, I need this well-being here. How can I lock these in? We try to build braces around the legs. And that brace can look like a couple of things. For some people, it looks like threatening. They say, if you leave me, I'll hurt myself. And that way they'd be certain that that person will never leave them. I had a bit more healthy way to do that, which is I would try to make myself very important to that person. And it had a lot of self-improvement and self-development. That's kind of how this channel got started. A lot of situations in my life, particularly with girls that didn't work out, I would go back and say, how can I avoid this? What I'll do is I'll work on myself. I'll make myself more critically important. I'll make myself better at making people happy. And that will ensure that the people who are most important to me stay in my life. But like I said, the truth is my friends are going on vacation. It doesn't matter how important I am to them. They want to do that. So I'm not going to have them. And that's when these braces become negative. Take my friends. They're going on vacation. Rather than being just happy for them because they're going to spend 2 months in Asia, it's going to be amazing. When we talk about it, I find myself going, you don't want to go to that city. It's going to be no fun. You know, probably skip that one too. You probably just want to come back 2 weeks earlier because you're not even going to like it, right? I'm not so concerned with if they're going to have an amazing time. I'm concerned with how it affects me. Take my girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend rather, right? Over here, this leg. I was so concerned with myself being the happiness, that was my brace, that if other people did it, right, if she went out with a different guy who was maybe single and had a great time with him, that would threaten me and that would make me feel crappy. And that's why that Facebook photo affected me so dearly. So what you have to realize is that every single leg in your life, insofar as it comes from someone else, is unstable. And you will be insecure for the rest of your life, no matter how good your friends, family, and loved ones are. If you do that, you will constantly be seeking security. There's only one solution. And that is to build yourself, not just a wooden leg, but a marble pillar coming up from the ground through your well-being table that is supported by you, and that is called self-love. Now, my concept of self-love prior to this, I thought that I completely understood it. I was like, I like myself, I'm proud of myself, I've done a lot of things that make me feel really good about me. I've got self-love handled. And the truth is, that couldn't have less to do with self-love in any sort of universe. Self-love has nothing to do with what you've achieved, it has nothing to do with goals. It is completely unconditional. Just as your love truly for another person should be unconditional, no matter what, with me or without me, self-love for yourself means I love and I accept me regardless of what I've achieved. Even if I'm a complete success by my own standards, that has nothing to do with my self-love. My self-love on my worst days, on my best days, needs to be the same. And if you can build that pillar of self-love, it doesn't matter what happens to all those wooden legs, right? Your friends can go on a vacation, in case of mine, and you can still feel supported, which means that you can be nice and happy for them, right? You can have a breakup. Your girlfriend can leave. But as long as you have that central pillar, you will ultimately not get stuck in this thought process of comparing yourself or am I better than her new boyfriend or whatever. You'll just feel good and you can feel happy for her. One of the most amazing things that I've realized is that this enables you to tap into the happiness of everyone around you instead of being concerned with what you lack.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.